The Government Accountability Board is an independent, nonpartisan government agency, so it's likely to upset both parties. In a sense, that's its job, according to a group of Wisconsin political scientists in a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel opinion piece.
Last week, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called for the ousting of the head of that board, along with an overhaul. But four University of Wisconsin political scientists responded to that call by defending the GAB.
Barry Burden joins us now. He's a professor of political science at UW-Madison and co-author of that piece. Barry, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi there.
Well, you say, along with your co-authors in this piece, that far from overhauling the Government Accountability Board, we should consider it a Wisconsin idea that we should be proud of. Now, it has come under fire recently from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, from Democrats in the past. So why do you say this is something we should actually be proud of?
Well, you know, people who live in Wisconsin may not realize it, but elections are run very differently in Wisconsin than in just about every other state. In most states, the central authority in charge of elections is a partisan elected official, often a secretary of state, sometimes an elections board of some kind that is effectively run by the party that controls government. And so you have tangled up in those states what you would hope would be nonpartisan, competent administration of elections with party politics, because the person's name is on the ballot, they're associated with a party, and they're also in charge of running elections. In contrast, Wisconsin has established this independent professional board that is supposed to be, and we think is, insulated from party politics.
Now, to go back to the board's creation back in 2007, how did it come into being?
Well, it's really the successor to something known as the State Elections Board, which had been in place for decades, and was also something of an independent entity, although both parties had some control over the membership. But there were some concerns in the mid-2000s about some campaign fundraising scandals that were going on in the Capitol and other things. And so there was an effort in the legislature to redesign the agency to make it more independent and give it a little more authority when it comes to investigating ethics and campaign finance. And that proposal sailed through the legislature. Almost every member of the legislature voted for the GAB the way it exists now, and Governor Doyle signed it into law. So it's been now, 6 or 7 years in existence.
Now, we make the case, and you've been saying that this is a board that is independent. Can you tell us a little bit about how it functions, how its members are chosen?
So the board itself is made of 6 members, and they have a rotating membership. There are members coming in and out, one per year, essentially. They are former judges who have been chosen by another pool of judges to be potential nominees, and then selected by the governor and approved by a supermajority of the state senate. So it's a very complicated, multi-stage process, but the idea is that we're selecting people who have good judgment, who have been on the bench, who are separate from party politics, and who have bipartisan support because they're going to need to be supported by the governor and by 2/3 of the state senate. And so that's who makes up the membership. And today, most of those members have been appointed by Governor Walker since he's been in office for the last 3.5 years or so.
Now, in the piece, you write that many of the legislators who voted for the Government Accountability Board creation are now beating up on their own creation because it's become inconvenient. What do you mean by inconvenient?
Well, you know, the staff at the Government Accountability Board make recommendations about how to implement various policies, how to make administrative decisions. Those recommendations have to be approved by the board itself, by those retired judges. Some of those are going to be things that irritate people who are in partisan politics. They're not going to like the way a ballot is designed. They're not going to like the way an investigation is happening. They're not going to like the way signatures are being reviewed on petitions, which candidates make the ballot, which don't, all of those things that an agency has to decide on a daily basis. But we think that's a good thing, that party politicians ought to be unhappy with the agency from time to time. That's a sign of its independence, not a sign that the party in control ought to go in and change it for their convenience.
Now, right now, it's the Republican Party, notably Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who's upset with the Government Accountability Board. But it hasn't always been the Republican Party. It's been Democrats in the past as well. Can you run us through a brief history of the complaints against the GAB over the years?
Sure. I mean, the Republican complaints have been more notable, and they've been in the news a bit more recently, but Democrats have had their short share of gripes as well. Most recently, there were some complaints that the GAB was moving ahead with implementation of voter ID when it wasn't necessarily required to by the court. There were complaints from Democrats back in 2012 when the recall elections were being scheduled that they had allowed these so-called fake Democrats to run in the Democratic primary. There were complaints years before that that allegations of ethics violations by some Republican state senators were being dismissed by the GAB. So there have been complaints from both the left and the right over the years.
Now, do you think that any of these complaints, maybe starting with the most recent, have been legitimate and should be looked at, or do you consider these as things that are politically motivated and maybe come with the territory?
It's going to be a little bit of both. I mean, there are always degrees of reasonableness when making decisions. I personally would put more trust in an independent professional staff that has expertise in these matters than elected partisan politicians. But, you know, the legislature has the right to change the law. If they're unhappy with, say, the way the John Doe investigations have proceeded or the way ballots are designed, they can get in there and do the hard work of writing legislation, which I think is preferable to tinkering with the agency itself.
How likely do you think it is that this time around any of these criticisms will result in changes to the Government Accountability Board?
Well, Assembly Speaker Voss has essentially promised to do just that. And there's a lot of discontent among Republican legislators with decisions coming out of the GAB. So I suspect there will be some bills floating in the legislature next year. And it'll depend on who's the governor and what else is on the table, whether the budget or other things end up dominating legislative time. But I think there'll be some effort to, if not do away with, at least modify how the GAB operates.
Why did you and your colleagues feel motivated to speak out about this so strongly at this point in time?
You know, when I'm at a conference in another state or I'm talking to election officials or lawyers or other people who are in this field, Wisconsin is held out as a real model of nonpartisan election administration. It's something we think the state ought to be proud of, that's unique and really ought to be a model for what other states should do. And so to see it come under attack and maybe revert to a system that's more partisan or less independent, I think would be a real shame.
Now, even independent organizations, nonpartisan, they're not foolproof. There can be problems that are legitimate and need to be addressed. Do you see that as something which may be true in the case of the GAB?
You know, again, there may be individual issues that need some legislation to deal with them more directly. I think the campaign finance laws are moving fast enough and the court decisions are coming rapidly enough that there may be some interest in modifying those, and that's a task the legislature should take on. But honestly, I think there are bigger fish to fry when it comes to improving elections in Wisconsin. If the legislature really wanted to improve the system, I personally would focus on something like redistricting reform rather than tinkering with the GAB.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Good talking with you.
We've been speaking with Barry Burton, professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He wrote an opinion piece along with three other UW political scientists defending the Government Accountability Board after Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called for its overhaul.